Thanks for writing the theme music for our podcast, Nathan.
You're welcome, Frank. And thanks for inviting me into the secret IMAO bunker this week.
Yeah, here in the bunker is where the writers come up with the IMAO blog posts and audio for our weekly podcast. Since you blog at homocon.com, I thought it'd be cool to have you come in and meet everyone. Nathan, this is a Hayseed with a knack for inventions.
Hi, Nathan. I'm Space Monkey. I'm not really a monkey.
I can see that. Is Space Monkey just your clever nom de plume for the blog and podcast?
No, it's just a name I made up.
Okay, that's enough of Space Monkey. Tell Nathan goodbye, Space Monkey.
Goodbye, Space Monkey.
You walked into that one.
Whatever. Hey, you look Mexican. Are you done with my landscaping?
Frank, I'm not one of your gardeners. I'm one of your writers. Your gardeners make more money. Hi, Nathan. I'm Right Wing Duck.
Hi.
I'm straight. I hope you don't find anything wrong with that.
Good to meet you, and good to see that you're not actually a duck.
Harvey was in the Navy.
Okay, moving on. Goodbye, Ducky.
Right Wing Duck, Space Monkey, do you have any cast members with grown-up names, Frank?
Well, yeah, our lawyer has a grown-up's name. He's not here because he's negotiating a deal to fix the damage I did blowing up my fake college. His name is Kevin.
You think Kevin is a grown-up's name?
I'm not that good with the names of the people I work with because I'm mostly apathetic to the... Ah, here's our scheming Jew.
Lawrence Simon, IMAO's regional liaison to the top secret world Zionist conspiracy.
Oh yeah, I was at a dinner party with Karl Rove over the weekend where he got a little tipsy and talked about that whole neocon cabal thing.
He did? You know, when W quit drinking, Karl must have taken up the slack. How can we ever keep any of our conspiracy secret with a blabbermouth like that around?
There is bedtime stories to screw up, so let's move to our godless atheist.
Frank, I've told you before, I prefer the term religiously none of the above American. Nice to meet you, Nathan. I'm Harvey.
Likewise, Harvey.
Frank, I just found some psycho whackjob president of Turkmenistan has banned me from the internet.
Now would be the good time to duck, Nathan.
Madder than Robert Byrd watching The Cosby Show.
Calm down, sweetie. Who banned you from the internet?
The president of Turkmenistan banned me from the internet. He saw my t-shirt modeling pictures on the IMAO blog. You know, the cute one where I'm holding the 1911. And this freak said that I'm a corrupting influence of the decadent West and must be banned.
Should I duck?
Yeah, duck.
When I figure out where Turkmenistan is, I'm gonna march into their idiot president's office and put my 45 Mr. Shiny in his fat face and say, oh, I didn't know we had company. Hi, I'm Sarah Kay. So nice to meet you. Frank, you didn't tell me we had a visitor.
Nathan, this is a lovely and talented Sarah Kay. Sarah Kay, this is Nathan. He blogs at homocon.com.
Hey, you wrote our podcast theme music, right?
Which, thankfully, I can hear now.
I-M-A-O.
You're listening to the IMAO podcast with Frank J.
How about we duke things out like in old times?
Sarah K. Harvey.
You go, girl.
Space Monkey.
Whoa! Be this the end of Space Monkey?
Right Wing Duck.
No more talky talk.
Kevin.
Frank would be tongue-shining my black wingtips, that's for sure.
And Lawrence Simon.
You know that everybody listening is going to blame me for this thing sucking.
This week's special guest, Nathan of homocon.com.
This is World of Knowledge with your host, Frank J. Today's topic is the history of tobacco. Now, I'm sure you, like most people, enjoy rich, luscious tobacco on a daily basis. But back in the olden days, no one smoked anything at all. Then one day, a couple of guys came upon a tobacco plant, and one suddenly suggested, "Hey, let's roll it up, light on fire, and stick in our mouths. It'll be fun." And they all did what he said, because back then they probably thought crazy people had magical powers or something. If you learn anything from history, is that people from a long time ago are really, really stupid. After some initial coughing, people soon found that smoking could be fun and made you cool among your peers. Thus, they started a huge conglomerate and created cartoon characters to sell cigarettes to children. Later, though, it was found that inhaling large amounts of smoke is bad for you. Everyone acted surprised to hear it. It was then determined that people choosing to smoke was the biggest problem facing mankind, much more so than war, human rights violations, terrorism, and monkeys. Thus, lawyers were dispatched to sue the tobacco companies for billions of dollars, hoping to get a large cut of it for themselves, since being an agent of Satan is solely a commission job. And there was much kung fu fighting. Now smokers have been relegated to increasingly smaller areas, though, during their frequent smoke breaks, they plot revenge. Hopefully using a plan that doesn't involve anything that'd be considered aerobics. I'm Frank J, and now, you're just a little bit smarter.
Hi, I'm just some guy. What's the corrupting influence that IMAO has had over my life? Well, it's that instead of wanting to follow the commands of the protocols of the Elders of Zion, I've now accepted Jesus Christ as my own personal savior. Hey, is Sarah around? She isn't? Okay, I haven't really accepted that hippie as my savior. I mean, what would my rabbi think? This is all just a game to lure the risen Jesus into a false sense of security. And then when he's just within reach, knowing my aim, I'll just end up killing Hugo Chavez instead. Damn you, Pat Robertson. Damn you.
Welcome to Fun Facts About the 50 States. I'm your host, Harvey, and week by week, I'll be taking you on a tour around this great nation of ours, providing you with interesting, yet completely useless and probably untrue, information about each of the 50 states. This week, grab your racing gear because we're headed to Indiana. So, let's get started. Indiana became the 19th state on December 11, 1816. Its residents are nicknamed Hoosiers, which is a Chippewa Indian word meaning, what the hell does that word mean? The city of Gary, Indiana, was named after Gary Coleman and is populated entirely by black midgets. Singer Michael Jackson was born in Gary, Indiana, but was eventually exiled from the city for being too tall and too white. The state bird of Indiana is Larry. The state of Indiana was once 80% forested, but over the years has lost 3/4 of its trees to hordes of plundering Amish furniture makers. Actor James Dean was born in Marion, Indiana, but soon left the state, as all cool things do. Indiana has more covered bridges than any other state, mostly so that the bridges don't go around flaunting their sexuality and frightening the Amish. Crazed socialist nutjob and vocal World War I protester Eugene V. Debs was born in Terre Haute, Indiana. He was sort of like an early version of Jane Fonda, except less skanky. Indiana is home to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which, with relative safety, combines public drunkenness and reckless driving. Indiana's state tourism motto is, "Hope you brought something to do." Indiana is so boring that people will actually pay money to watch other people drive around in circles. No wonder James Dean left.
I'll be back with more fun facts after this.
Hello, this is Right Wing Duck with your IMAO News Moment. In the top story this week, televangelist Pat Robertson caused a liberal firestorm when he suggested America should assassinate Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Yes, he said it, folks. In cafes all over America, liberals spewed soy latte out their noses, thus ruining their Kill Bush t-shirts. Pat Robertson, who's 75 and more than a little crazy, later apologized. Nice guy. I think I'll send him $100.
Now, more fun facts about Indiana. 25% of people in Indiana are of German extraction, leading to occasional blitzkriegs into Ohio and Illinois. Some of the more rural parts of Indiana only accept farm animals as currency. However, a lot of the small-town general stores do take Master Cow. Although people in northern Indiana must contend with long, harsh winters, at least they're safe from the cruel assault of the bluegrass festivals that plague the southern part of the state. Indiana has only 40 miles of shoreline along Lake Michigan, most of which is covered by the corpses of people who hired non-union labor which wash in from Chicago. Traditionally, Jewish people in Indiana wear yarmulkes made out of used IndyCar tires. Well, they would if there were actually any Jews in Indiana. South Bend, Indiana is home to Notre Dame College. Their nickname, the Fighting Irish, is considered offensive by some, but it's still better than previous nicknames such as the Brawling Bog Trotters and the Surly Spud Munchers.
Stainless steel was invented in Kokomo, Indiana, by Elwood Haynes in a desperate bid to get his wife to stop nagging him to polish the damn silverware. Singers Axl Rose and John Cougar Mellencamp are both natives of Indiana. In a knife fight between Rose and Mellencamp, bet on the guy with the most tattoos. Well, that wraps up the Indiana edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. Next week, I'll be making 3 solid minutes of corn jokes because we're headed to Iowa. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go put $50 on Axl Rose.
This is Frank J., and the most corrupting influence there is are monkeys. Most people don't see it, but I do. You see them at the zoo, jumping, pointing around. You think it's funny, that's how they draw you in. I thought it was funny once too, but then I saw through it. They're watching us, they imitate our behavior, so they'll be better than us. They'll take us over. Charlton Heston tried to warn us, but no one listened. And what can we do? They climb the trees, they hide in the trees. They can climb much better than we can. And that's their ally, those tree huggers. They'll have trees everywhere. And then the monkeys will have plenty of places to hide, watching us to attack when the time is right. And then there'll be nothing left, just the monkeys. So, next time we're at a zoo, you see the monkeys, they're looking at you. You point at them and you tell them, I know what you're doing, monkey. I'm on to you. Monkeys.
And now, an important public service announcement from your friends at IMAO.
There's nothing better than smoking a cigar, eh, Harvey?
Yeah, Frank. Except maybe chain smoking a pack of cigarettes.
Know who I bet would really enjoy this?
Who, Frank?
Children.
I don't know. Children these days just don't seem cool enough for smoking.
I guess you're right, Harv.
This has been an important public service announcement from your friends at IMAO.
Hello, I'm Sarah Kay, and I would like to talk to you about the corrupting influence of Harry Potter. Why, ever since I started reading those books and watching those movies, I have wanted to practice witchcraft. Just like my preacher said I would.
And ever since she's been rereading those books, it's like I don't have a wife. Which I don't, because we're not married yet.
Right. So all I do these days is practice charms and practice hexes, which Frank doesn't know I've been hexing him.
You know, I was starting to get curious about why I was suddenly flying across the room at times.
And I've made myself a Oxio microphone! There, that's better. Anyway, I've made myself a wand, and at its core is gunpowder, of course. Oh, and I got myself a little transfigured human, which I call Minerva, named after Professor McGonagall, of course. That's my kitty cat. Oh, and cleaning dishes has become so much easier. Scourgify! Scourgify! Right, I said Scourgify.
Okay, I'll get the dishes.
Very well, then. And when you're done with them, you can Wingardium Leviosa them right up into the cabinet. Remember, swish and flick. Yay! Being a witch is fun! Cheerio!
But if I ever call her a witch...
This is Right Wing Duck with your IMAO News Moment. Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong was accused by a French newspaper this week of having his urine from the 1990s test positive for banned substances. Yes, I know, this sounds fishy. They just happened to keep his old urine sample in a glass vial somewhere. Normally, they age it in oak barrels. It makes a good claret. Not that I'd know.
Hi, this is Harvey. Because I'm an atheist, a lot of people think that I'm completely evil, and they worry that I may have a corrupting influence on the other IMAO podcasters. For some reason, people just naturally assume that all atheists are monsters without a conscience, which is simply not true. Sure, I smoke, drink, curse, gamble, lie, cheat, steal, and engage in non-procreative carnal activities, but I only do that last one with consenting adults, most of whom are my wife, so there's simply no justification for claiming that being a godless heathen makes me a bad person. Well, unless you count all the bodies hidden in my basement.
Hi there! I'm your friend, Lauren Simon, and it's time for another crappy bedtime story! This week we're going to enjoy Little Red Riding Hood! Ready? Here we go! Once upon a time, there was a sweet little innocent girl who lived in Canada. Well, One day, her parents gave her a basket full of cheap and untested medicine to take to her grandmother who lived across the border in the United States. Oh, and there was this little problem she claimed she had with glaucoma. We all know where that's going. Well, Little Red Riding Hood was walking through the forest and came upon a big, bad wolf. You know, what is it about wolves and bedtime stories, anyway? Wolves serve an important part of the food chain in the ecosystem. Why, I remember...
Shut up and tell the story!
Why did I bother getting a degree in biology? Okay, where was I? Big bad wolf, officer $50 for half an hour snapping photos, she tasers him, blah blah blah. Okay, the wolf breaks into the grandmother's house and kicks the grandmother out.
I thought he was supposed to eat her.
Guys, come on! So, the wolf's smoking all the grandmother's dope, for glaucoma, she claims, trying on all the grandmother's clothes, don't ask, and Little Red Riding Hood doesn't even bother knocking on the door, just barges on in. She notices something different about Grandma, though.
My, what a big lighter you have.
The better to light all those cigarettes you should smoke.
My, what a big syringe you have.
The better to inject all those drugs you should be shooting up.
My, what a big cell phone you have.
Hey, I can't afford a new one right now. And this is the best they offer in this area. It's not like the cellular companies are falling over themselves to provide coverage in this zone. It's the freaking woods. Besides, it's old enough to radiate enough emissions to give you a brain tumor and under a month.
And that's when Little Red Riding Hood came to an important decision.
You're more fun than my real grandmother. You're my new grandmother.
And they lived happily ever after, until the DA bashed in the door and hauled them off to jail. Damn potheads. The end. This has been another crappy bedtime with your friend,
Lord Simon. Now go to bed.
Reviews are a sensation with Sarah K. Excessive narration is my topic today. Yeehaw!
Hi, they call me Sarah K. And since we're talking about corrupting influences today, my topic is the movie Sin City, which was overly narrated like it was some book on tape. Then again, considering the visual effects where only a few things on the screen were colored, they might as well have been listening. Seemed like a shoddy way to save money. But then again, nothing could have saved this train wreck of a movie. Not even a sixth narrator. I only watched it because Frank wanted to see it, and his sister, whom I now hate, said it was good. But she works in Hollywood, so she'd probably find that pointless artsy-fartsy stuff interesting.
I remember the night we watched that movie. I enjoyed it. It was stylish, like a sleek new pistol with a etching of an eagle on the side.
As the constant narration hammered out my will to live, the only thing that kept me going were all the cool guns on screen, especially that barrel of a .45 hanging out of Benicio del Toro's head. Even with the great firearm artifacts, Benicio del Toro's really gone downhill. He's no longer hot.
I was too enthralled by the violence on screen to notice Sarah's hesitation towards the film. Bullets flew through the air like little pieces of lead propelled by explosive charges. And bodies jerked and fell backwards. It was cool. Just like violence should be.
Speaking of violent, I was violently aware of all the naked ladies in the movie and how Frank was staring at them. Like how cats stare at nothing.
I wasn't staring at them. I mean, though she thought I was staring at the women, I was actually just admiring the artistic merit of the... I'm going to go now.
No color and too much narration. Don't waste your money on this abomination.
And then seemed like the appropriate time for me to say,
yeehaw!
The IMAO podcasters arrive in Turkmenistan with their typical stealth and style.
Wow, that was wild. I'd heard about Space Monkey's express elevator through the core of the Earth a few episodes back, but I never thought I'd get to ride in it.
Thanks, Nathan. It's kind of like an initiation for guest stars like you.
Hey, Space Monkey, I thought this thing went directly to China.
It did. Now it's a convenient plot device Ducky and I thought of.
It takes us where we need to go without costing us money.
That's the part I like.
Ugh, I feel like burnt bacon. Crispy. Crunchy and, well, ritually unclean.
Bacon.
Unclean.
Enough talky talk. Where's the president of Turkey Sandwich? I want Sarah to hurry up and prove to this guy that she's not a corrupting influence on the internet. And then we can go home.
You people who pop out of holding ground, state your purpose and why smell like burnt pork.
We demand to meet with the president of Turkey Sandwich.
It's Turkmenistan.
Exalted leader is very busy making with the foil hats and speaking to the voices.
Well, your leader banned me, Sarah K., from the internet. And since I'm the hottest t-shirt babe on the internet, being banned from the internet by your wacko dictator has made me a little upset.
That's a bad thing. Trust me.
Therefore, we must meet with the Turkmen president in all his incoherent glory.
Answer is no. But president did declare today is opposite day here in Turkmenistan, so yes, I take you to him. Not. I'm kidding. No, it's actually yes. Follow me to see Turkmen president.
Opposite day?
You never watch You Can Do That on television? His popular hit in Turkmenistan.
Well, that sort of makes sense. A former Soviet republic would be a few decades behind the U.S. in pop culture.
Wow, Nathan. You sure are smart for a guest star.
Glorious president! Corrupting influences from America here to see you.
Have them disinfected with chipotle banana pancake.
Mr. President, why did you call Sarah a corrupting influence and ban her from the internet?
Mr. President of Turkmenistan, meet Mr. Shiny. He'll corrupt your internets off with one shot.
Duh, I hear you're speaking. From now, new rule is all citizens wear only pants with cheese. On national holiday, must wear Swiss cheese pants.
What? This guy's a few oranges short of a full sack.
I have reconsidered, and lonely woodchucks are beneficial. In Turkmenistan, internet is banned. See device with screen and keyboard over there?
You mean the computer?
That computer is all internet in Turkmenistan. Presidential son not doing homework because he is reading IMAO blog. Listen to IMAO audio. So I ban everyone from internet in Turkmenistan. I forget what people smell like. You, tell me what you smell like.
Bacon? And isn't it opposite day? What happened to that?
As president was saying, is opposite day. So banned from internet is meaning everyone can use the internet.
I'm not banned anymore. Yay! See, Frank, Turkmenistan is very logical in its illogic.
Women.
Okay, now you should duck, Frank.
Victorious, the IMAO podcasters head back to the IMAO bunker to have turkey sandwiches with bacon, which they were all craving for some reason.
And that ends yet another corrupting episode of the IMAO podcast. And remember,
be wonderful, Ronnie.
The IMAO podcast theme music by Seattle-based artist Alaco. Alaco Music. www.aalacho.com. Read exclusive behind-the-scenes show notes, download past IMAO podcasts, and interact with the performers in the fan forum at our website, www.imaopodcast.com.
Am I the only one that thinks chipotle banana pancakes sound good?